And we are super excited about being here today. I'm so glad that we are here right now and enjoying you guys on air. Today is Wednesday. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I'm so glad to be in it, you guys. This is going to be the bomb day today. Why? Because you are truly, truly blessed today. Do you know why you're blessed? Because you were created by the Creator. He is everything and all things, and you guys are blessed because of that. Listen, He will not withhold anything good from you. He's going to provide for every need that you have, and He's going to bless you tremendously. He's going to reward you greatly for all of your efforts. So I am super excited about what God is doing in your life today. It is mostly cloudy in D.C., 25 degrees. It's going to be high, 28 degrees today. Also in Detroit, you are mostly cloudy, 15 degrees. Your high is going to be 25, partly sunny today. Richmond, Virginia, you have 28 degrees and you got snow. We had some snow this morning, but it's gone. I'm looking for a good snow day, you guys. I really am. I want to be cozy. Everybody shuts everything down. Nobody has to go anywhere. Nobody can go anywhere. We're just all in the house, just bundled up and all of that. And just, you know, prayers up for those that don't have a place. I often have to remind myself how blessed we are to have a roof over our head and how blessed we are that God is covering us. But we have to pray for those that don't have that luxury. And it's truly, truly something that needs to be given our attention to. Richmond, Virginia, you are snow again, and your high is going to be 28 degrees. And Jacksonville, Florida, 51 degrees, and that is your high today. We got Dallas at 21 degrees. Your high is going to be 34. London, I love you always. Partly cloudy, 45 degrees. You're going down as usual. It's always right when at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Los Angeles, you are 55 degrees and you are sunny going all the way up to 76. We need to go back to Cali. It's where the heat is. Okay, listen, I got to give a shout out to my girl Dewan at Salon Dewan. Listen, she's got luxurious hair, luxury hair, all kind of textures. I wear her hair as well. I love it. She's got products, everything to help your hair grow, to keep your extension shiny, your bundles. She's got all types of bundles. She do crochet. She do, you know, does braids. She's got everything that you need for hair care. She's at a new location, 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14 in Temple Hills, Maryland. That is zip code 20748, and her phone number is 202-802-3098. Again, that is Dewan at Salon Dewan, 202-802-3098. That is my hair care connection in the DMV. So if you are looking for something to get into that head of yours and help it grow and just make it beautiful and do whatever it got to do for whatever occasion, all occasions, just every day. She also has the Glam Shop, which is a mobile shop that can come right to you if you want to have a glamour party or et cetera, et cetera. The Salon Dewan Glam Shop can come right to you. So give Dewan a call at 202-802-3098. Again, her new address is 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland. All right, listen, I got a word for you guys today, and then we're going to come on with our guest. Oh, my goodness, I'm super excited to have Mans on, Tom Mans. He's coming on with us. Gina G is going to be joining us. Super excited about her coming on with what she say. And then we got Minister Estelle that's going to be joining us, bringing us the spoken word. But listen, God was ministering to me during a prayer yesterday, and it's just been going on and on about just how much we want more of Him. And I think about Jacob, and this is the thing about our identity. A lot of us don't know our true identity, and we don't realize that our identity is not connected to what we do. It's who we are. It's not what we have, but it's who we are. But most importantly, it's based on who He is within us. So I want you guys to understand that God is moving mightily in this season to reveal to you who He is so you can know who you are. And I think about Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, and I think about that. It's in verse 20 to 30, and it talks about how he wrestled with an angel and how the power of Jacob's flesh was so empowering that the angel had to, you know, lay him down. He had to inflict him just so he can get his attention. So Jacob asked him, like, who are you? And he said, you know, He said, my name is Jacob. And he said, well, your name will not be Jacob anymore because you overcame, because you've overcome man and you've overcome me. You wrestled with God. And I'm paraphrasing this. But the thing is that Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go. I don't care if you afflict me. I don't care if I got to wrestle with you. I need to be changed. So I want you to understand that if you are ready for the change and major manifestation and development and breakthroughs and all of these things that you're believing for in this season, in this year, I'm telling you, it starts with you. As Michael Jackson say, the man in the mirror, it starts right with you. And who is that person? Again, it's not connected with who you know. It's not who, what you do, what kind of a degree that you accomplish, not what kind of job you have. It has nothing to do with your identity. Your identity, as God has spoken you into existence, is connected to divine purpose. So everything that is connected to, when you surrender to your true identity, everything that you need will be provided for, because when you come into your identity, just like Jesus, he knew that he came on the earth to walk the earth, to win souls, change lives, and to die on that cross for us and bear our sins and rise up again. What is your divine purpose? Find out who your true identity is by reading the word daily, praying and fasting and asking God flat out, listen, I want more of you and less of me. Who am I? And who are you, most importantly? Because that's who I am, because you created me in my image. All of that is in the good book, the Bible, and Genesis. You got to read the book of Genesis, okay? All right, well, listen, we're going to go ahead and talk to Mr. Manz. He's going to talk to us about his feature film that's now on DVD. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm calling all actors, actresses. I'm talking about film directors, writers, all of this. This is a show that you don't want to miss. You want to hear everything that he has to say about that. You got to tune in for that. If right now, right now, while we're waiting for him to come on, you might as well go ahead and call a friend. Tell them right now, if you have not done that already, so they can know exactly what this show is all about. A question of faith. I'm ready. Hi, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hello, everyone.
So how are you doing? And tell us how excited you are about this project that's out right now on DVD, but it did well in the theaters, A Question of Faith.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I tell your audience, please excuse my voice. I'm suffering from a bit of a cold here. But I'm very excited. It hit the theaters back in September, did very well. Had a very good reception, received well by people. And tell you, it's on DVD, Redbox, Xbox, VOD, it's everywhere now. And boy, I tell you, I'm flooded with just wonderful compliments every day about the movie. So we're excited. We believe the movie is out there helping and changing people's lives. So it's a blessing to be part of that.
Well, tell everybody who's in the movie. Those that are all over the world are listening. So tell everybody who's in the movie. You got some big celebrities
We have Richard T. Jones and Kim Fields, which play the two leads in the movie. C. Thomas Howell, Donna Biscoe, Greg Allen Williams from Greenleaf. So yeah, it's a nice cast. It's a very, very good cast. And I got to tell you, they all did just fantastic jobs.
I know. And I remember Kim Fields was actually doing a radio tour, marketing tour about the movie. And it just looked so well put together. And so for some of these listeners that are listening now, they want to go into filmmaking. They have a dream and they have a vision and passion. How did you get started in film writing and producing? And when did you think, you know, your dream becomes so big that you just were bold enough to go out and do it? When did it all start?
Well, I wrote my first script in 1991. So that gives you a little bit of a timeline on how long I've been working at this craft. My first short film was produced about 5 years ago. But, you know, I tell people all the time, don't go into filmmaking. That's the mistake that you make. Filmmakers are people who just will pick up a camera and go shoot a movie or would take somebody's money and go shoot a movie with no idea that that movie's ever going to make it to a screen or in any form of distribution. When I give my talks to people, I tell people, you need to go into filmmaking business. You need to be in the business of filmmaking, and then you understand how everything works, and you can give yourself a better chance of getting some form of distribution. I worked at this a long time, and last year when the producers called me and said, hey, we're looking for some content, what do you have? At that point, I felt like, okay, I'm ready to make this step. I studied, I prepared, I prayed, and the time came when God said, okay, you're ready for this. Say yes to this opportunity, and I did. So at the end of the day, young filmmakers out there listening to me, your mistake is saying that you're a filmmaker. You need to be in the business of filmmaking, and then you can make things happen for yourself.
That is some good information, and I'm telling you, that should help a lot of people, because a lot of times, like you said, it becomes such a passion that people miss the business element of anything, and you have to know that, and especially how to present yourself, your idea, and things like that is so important. And so, I mean, this is just such a great opportunity. Now, how do you go about, so you're writing it, and how much do you have say in who's in your movie? Do you have to, do you present to them, you know, the vision that you have when you wrote the actual, the film?
Well, as a writer, if, for example, I sold this script to the producers out in California, Silver Lining Entertainment, Miss Angela White, I sold them the script. As a writer, at that point, once that script is sold, you have no creative control. It's now the producers and the director to determine how to interpret your vision. Now, if they ask you, and they allowed me to come in and do the rewrites, because the producer wanted some rewrites, the director wanted some rewrites. So as a writer, I got to come in and I did the rewrites. And every now and then they would ask me a question, hey, what was this about? Or is he supposed to be wearing the same clothes on this day? But that's about it. And one thing I also tell young writers is, if you're writing a movie script, you should be writing that to either produce it yourself, meaning you're going to take your own money and make that movie, or you're writing it to sell. Again, that's the business. You can't get married to a script that when a producer buys that from you, you want to tell the producer and the director how to make the movie. That's just not how the business works. That's just not how it works. So I write my scripts to sell. I'm looking for people to buy them. I write my scripts to produce myself. I'm actually going to be producing my next movie myself.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, I've seen writers that will go, oh, no, that's what I wrote it. No, that's not. Let the director do his or her job. That's why they hired him. You just write.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? That is such wisdom for people, because they want to be hands-on in everything and don't allow the people to bring it to the next level. And I think that's what the thing is, that most people don't understand, that, you know, some people have this part and then there's another piece and then there's another piece to make the puzzle so much beautiful. And you got to use everybody's creativity to bring it all together. It's not a one man show. So I think that's a great, great advice for everyone that's listening, because, you know, a lot of times they want to be in control of everything, and that can just ruin any project. And for any situation, even with music, even if you write music, it would be the same thing. You know, allow somebody to bring in some talent with the drums or, you know, the keyboard. I mean, you know, just allow some ingredients to come in to make it a beautiful thing. Well, you know that everybody's listening, and of course, they want to be a part of maybe your next movie. You got actors and actresses. What would you say? Help them, you know, how do they get in the film? I know Gina G was excited. She's my co-host. She'll be asking you a question shortly, but you know, what can you tell the listeners that's like, okay, I'm waiting right now for his social media information because I want to be in his next film. What would you tell them?
Yeah, well, they can find me on Facebook, simply Ty, T-Y, Tango Yankee, last name Manns, M-A-N-N, with an S, Manns. So you can find me on Facebook there. It's simply Ty, T-Y-M-A-N-N-S, on Instagram. MovieMaker50 on Twitter. And I tell everyone, find me on social media, because that's where we'll start posting when we're going to do casting calls and different things of that nature, that casting calls, crew calls. So if you're a crew, part of a crew, you can come work if we get, you know, we can hire you. If you're looking to be a member of the cast, just pay attention there, because we'll post that information out there where we're going to meet. And then, you know, you just got to come in and sell yourself. Give it your best shot. You know, I'm really fair on my sets. I like to bring in interns and let them learn. That's how I learned how to make movies. People let me come on movie sets. So don't be discouraged if we don't pick you to be in the movie, but we may give you an opportunity, if you sell yourself right, to come in and work on the movie so you can continue to learn your craft. And that goes for actors and crew members. Actors will be surprised. Again, I give this advice to young actors. If you don't make it as an actor on the movie, then you should be trying to get on set. Because guess what you're doing when you're standing around helping somebody put up lights after that's over? You're watching these actors do, you know, work their craft, do their craft. So you can learn from that. Even though you didn't get selected to be as a castmate, you should be trying to get on crew somewhere. I'll volunteer to do anything just so I can stand there and watch Kim Fields do her thing.
That's amazing.
You can pick up things with it. So just pay attention to social media.
And there's so much information on social media, exactly. I wanted to ask you this because I know some of the listeners are listening. This is a Christian-based film about faith. And can you tell a little bit about the movie so people that haven't seen it, they can go ahead and rush out right away to get the DVD? You know who's in it now, but now this is what it's based about.
Yeah, A Question of Faith is it's in the name itself. You have a pastor and his wife who experiences a very tragic accident in their life. And, you know, this pastor has to struggle with the fact that he and his family have lived by God's word for all these years, and then something, you know, this tragic happens to them. And, you know, so he starts to question his faith. And there's two other families that are going through something similar. So all of these families are questioning their faith in God, and it takes a journey for them to rediscover important things in their lives. And it's emotional. I tell people who watch it, make sure you have tissue, because it's a very emotionally charged story. I think we've been told that it's very appropriate for what's happening in politics today or in our country. And you know, there's a lot of forgiveness and a lot of eyes being opened in this film. And we're just thankful that so far the reception has been great. So yeah, go out and take a look at it.
I'm so glad that you put a project out like that, because you know, we need more of that, and we need more of our color as well. Representing and bringing forth, you know, more relatable films, especially positive and just growing with God and getting a relationship, right, and intensifying our faith and trust. So this is so amazing, and I know that the DVD is going to do amazing numbers. I also want to ask you, are most of your films based off Christian principles and faith-based?
Yes. Now, I've worked on different films that you know, didn't have a faith message on them. But right now, what I'm writing, and I tell you, I really enjoy writing these faith-based movies, because you take a character and you make that character such a flawed person, they're such a flawed individual at the beginning of the journey, and you just watch how Christ brings them out of that by the end of the movie. So I love writing these Christian films. I love the fact that people want to see these Christian films. I love the fact that I can write something where 3-4 generations can all sit in a room and watch it together.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to cover your kids' eyes and tell them to walk out of the room. You know, so and then it's still there's still a good story there. So you can write a good story without all the sex, the violence, the drugs, and all of that stuff. And families can sit and watch it. And that, I've gotten emails from people and texts from people saying, "Hey, I watched this with my grandkids and my kids, and we all loved it." And that's exciting to me, that the picturing grandparents, parents, grandkids all sitting in the same room watching
everybody together. Yes, I love that. Right. We need more of that. So I'm so glad, Time Man, that you enjoy doing that, and you do such a great job at what you do. Gina G, my co-host, she's got a question for you. Hey, Gina.
How is everybody today?
We're fine. It's Time Man's on
here.
Very
good.
Well, I'm excited. My only question, first, I want to thank you for what you're doing. Like Dr. Gina said, just having movies that I can watch with, you know, my mother and my son, and it just be something good and fulfilling for everybody. But I wouldn't be myself if I didn't know where I can audition. I'm just going to keep it 100 on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I am broken and been through some things, and I feel like a movie needs me. So if you, where can people come to audition and find out about where you're casting people?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, and thank you, Gina. I mentioned earlier that just follow me on all my social media. Easy to find, T-Y-M-A-N-N-S, Time Man. So you can find me on all my social media. And just stay tuned to that, because once we start our casting crew and cast members, we'll post all that. We'll post the new movies, Facebook pages. We'll do all of that. And we'll advertise, you know, where we're going to be meeting for casting calls and when.
Okay, now if you see a champagne car following behind you, that's me now. So don't get worse.
Don't stumble,
I got it.
Gina,
I got
don't stumble.
It.
He'll remember. Listen,
I got it.
His name is Ty. T-Y, Mans, M-A-N-N-S, not Todd and not Tom. It's Ty Mans, and he is just a wonderful, 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 blessed writer, producer, filmmaker, all of that. He's amazing. You guys got to follow him. Thank you so much, Time Mans, for joining us today. And listen, I normally don't do this, but I want you to be the first to do a radio drop right here live while everybody's listening. So can you just say, this is Time Mans, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Ty Mans, everyone, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. All right, Doug, did you get that? Producer Doug on the scene. Thank you, Ty Mans. You know, you are welcome anytime. You can come on and join us. Anything you got going on, your marketing, whatever. If you got a red carpet affair, you know, Gina G and I would love to come and we would support.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and I'll do that.
Stand right, Gina. We got to stay close. Yeah. Sammy, a movie maker.
We
got to
stay
close.
We got to stay close. I got Ty. I'm following Ty now.
All right. There you go. Thank you.
All right. Listen, God
Thank
bless
you,
Ty Mans. And listen, you guys go and follow him on all social media. Keep up with everything that's going on about Ty Mans and everything that he's got his hands on, because it's going to prosper, y'all. It's prospering right now. You want to be a part of that. Be blessed. Thank you, Ty Mans.
All right. God bless everybody. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be listening to Gina G's What She Say. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
My name is Priest Tyre, coming to you from Mama's Boy. I want to say thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, listen, if you've ever seen me in action on stage or preaching at a conference or what have you, all over the place, everyone always tells me they love my blouses. You need to go and check out my blouses from the Chic Shack at 1230 8th Street, Northeast DC. You got to go check them out. I love everything, the bags, the shoes, the coats, the blouses, the blazers, the accessories, everything and all things that you need, vintage, current, mix it up, change it up, flip it around, but get to the Chic Shack. Go to the Chic Shack again at 1230 8th Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at thechicshack.com or Instagram at the Chic Shack. Facebook is the Chic Shack as well. All right, go check them out. Loving you. All right, Gina G.
Hey, hey, hey.
Girl.
Woo, what she say is hot off the presses, and it is for my married folks today. I got some married juice that I need to go ahead and bring out.
Go ahead.
So just go ahead and move on. I want you to hold this for when you do get married. Okay, Dr. Gina, I want you to hold on. I want you to hold on to the love. That's what I want married people to think about today, because I am going around here and people are saying they've fallen out of love with their spouses. Now, look at here. You didn't marry this person. You've been married for as little as a year, all the way up to 32 years. If you're thinking about leaving now, let me tell you something wrong. It is cheaper to keep up. Married people, you got to keep the love and the heat and the hotness going. You go out on a date. Why don't y'all go back to dating one another? Now y'all together as if it's a chore. Oh, Lord, here he come. Oh, Lord, there she is. You know, now kissing is becoming, you just have to kiss him because, well, you see him. Well, hi, there you go. Hey, bye, there you go. We need to go back to the actual love and go back and go out on a date. Y'all go to the movies. Do a picnic. Do something. Love is still in the air, and I still believe in love. And stop looking for it at work. Stop looking for it at Mickey D's. Stop looking for it as you walking into Ross, because I had to turn around at Ross the other day, honey. That's a whole nother topic we're going to get on another day. I can't deal with Ross. But I want you married people, seriously, to look at each other and remember the good times, y'all. Remember the times when y'all was flirting with one another and y'all wasn't shacking up. Or y'all was shacking up and it was fun. It was fun before the kids came along. It was fun before the dog, before you lost your job, before your mother-in-law moved in with you, Lord. Jesus, we gonna bless her on up out of there. But I want you married people to wake up and stay in love, man. I'm telling you, I need y'all to be like Ashford and Simpson. I need y'all to be solid. Solid as a rock. We got to hold on, Dr. Gina. So when you get your husband, you tell him you better not be leaving this house just kissing me like it's a thing to do. You going to kiss me like you can't wait to see me later on. You're not going to sit in the car for 2 hours because you're afraid to come in the house because you know I'm going to fuss at you, what you do, what you bring, how much money you got, what you smell like. Hey, married people, hold on and stay strong, okay? Thank you. That's what she said. Hold on.
I don't understand that falling in out of love with folks. I thought when you got married, you know, I've been married before and I am divorced. You know, that's my past, though. That's my past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm single right now, so.
Right.
But my thing is that I don't understand that falling out of love thing. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I thought covenant and that you married, and it's like your child. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, do you fall out of love with your kid? I just don't know.
Yeah,
do you fall out of love with your mama, your siblings? I don't know how you can fall out of love with family. You know?
Right. Right, like, and you're supposed to grow. You're supposed to grow together. You know, if you're growing or you see a little space coming in between y'all, y'all need to have that conversation. Okay, what's going on? Are you all right? You good? Am I doing everything that I need to be doing? Because let me tell you what you ain't doing. You have to kind of keep that line of communication over. Don't let it just be. It's years and months, and y'all ain't said nothing to nobody. Knowing she got an attitude every time you come home, but you ain't even started to ask her, well, baby, what's wrong with you? You know, am I annoying you? Am I doing? You got to keep. Come on, now, you friends. Not only are you guys a husband and wife, you guys are supposed to be friends. Maybe
and
not
your
besties.
Family. It's like forever.
And your family.
Like, it's
forever.
Like friends
yeah.
break up, but your family is forever. You can't
that's
change
right.
your family. It is what
that's
it is.
Right. And it's
so
cheaper to, it's
that's
cheaper
just
to keep
my whole perception. Maybe everybody needs to change their concept of marriage that when you become one,
there
you
go.
Are now one and your family. Maybe that's
there
the
you
difference
go.
To me.
That's it, Dr. Dennis. You know, see, we need you to bring the Jesus in. That's why we need you to bring the Jesus in. And you just brought it in right now.
Yeah,
rethink
marriage. You're under covenant. It's forever. It's yep. you know, that's why you need to make sure who you marry, but don't get scared about getting married, which most folks are now. They're so afraid of being married now. It's ridiculous. I mean, it needs
mm-hmm.
to be taught and preached and celebrated. Marriage is
yep.
good from all ages, 20 to 70. I don't care.
That's right. You better tell it. You better tell them, Dr. Gina.
Yep, you can't fall out of love with your family. I mean, you might not like them for a season, and you might not want to talk to them for a little bit. You might need a break. But when you're married
yep.
and y'all have to share the same household, you might as well go on
yep.
and get to talking and go talk
yep.
to somebody, and especially pray and talk to Jesus. That's what you really
got
to do, because the devil
that's
will
right.
try to seek, kill, and destroy and separate and divide. That was good,
that's
Gina
right.
G. That was some
well,
good
you,
tea and good advice, girl.
Well, thank you. I'm trying. You know, I'm out here in these streets married, so I'm trying to hold on.
And you got to hold on. You got to have a solid foundation, because it's always
yep.
some Jezebel trying to come in and break Ooh-wee. It up.
That's another topic.
Social media, all kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff going on. So you got to hold it down.
You're right. That's a whole nother story, honey. But you are correct. Okay.
Next time. We're gonna talk about that next time. That need to be talked
okay.
about too. Addressed in a money way. Gina, I'm
oh,
gonna lie, but I'm still thinking about Ty Mans.
Girl, you hear me? I'm trying to get my audition tape together. You understand me? Ty Mans puts on the best productions, and I am just trying to be a part of one. I'll pull the curtain back. Give me something to do. What you need, some water? I'm going to get the water for y'all.
Oh,
you need coffee,
stuff.
Some donuts?
That's good stuff.
I got you.
Okay, so listen, we can sit up here and talk. I told y'all this is like couch conversation, kitchen table conversation with family, always here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But listen, we got to go ahead and let Minister Estelle come on and bring us the spoken word. We've been waiting on this all week. Minister Estelle, what you got for us today?
Gina G and Dr. Gina, how are you?
Hey.
Wonderful.
You two are on 12 today, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, today, Dr. Gina, I know you can definitely relate to this. I'm dedicating this poem to all mothers, single mothers. And there are some cases where there are single fathers. And even if you're not single, and you have a son, a black son, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, I wrote a poem called Son of the Morning. And what this poem is dealing with and talking about is, it's kind of personal, Dr. Gina, for me, because I had an experience with my son the other day. I was dropping him off to work to this deadbeat job that he's kind of settled for, because he have his mindset that, you know, well, you know, I'll just settle for this because it's so hard for the black man. And that breaks my heart, because when you are a child of God, ain't nothing too hard for you. You know, God will open doors that man can't shut, and God will shut doors that man can't open. So I just began to reflect on some things about my son, and I'm being transparent on today, and I'm trying not to get emotional, but just some things about my son where him growing up in life, and he was raised a certain type of way, and he's deviated from that. And it kind of breaks my heart and brings tears to my eyes that I got to continue to pray for my son, that he don't fall into this systematic mindset that, you know, this is just how it is, and I have to accept this and wear this hat. So,
amen.
I solicit you all prayers on today, and this one right here is a little personal for me, and this is for anybody that's raising a man. And even if he's young, you know, start doing the work now and start indoctrinating him now so this won't happen. And again, keep me in your prayers. And the name of this poem is called Son of the Morning. Son, they say you are just existing, black fisting, only to play the race card by claiming life is just too hard. They see the stigma that have plagued black men for 400 years because of the melanin in their skin interrupts their intelligence. Every random phone call after 10 p.m. caused irregular rhythm in my chest as I worried that your bad decisions may manifest. But I digress because God is still in control. Nostalgia often reminds the first time I held you and your eyes met mine. I spiritually saw the word king on your chest. So while the system declare you stereotypically pathetic, I declare the prophetic word of God. Black man, you must awake for righteousness' sake and make the decision to be the evidence and stop hustling for validation and relevance. You are the genealogy of prodigy, the black Mecca of the night. Even if they say you will never see daylight, I speak and declare you are the son of the morning, because you shall see another day. Your creativity is assumed to be the proclivity of a thug, but you are emulating culture, and that doesn't make you a vulture. I'm praying that the pre-dig ditches and trenches depreciate as the word of God penetrate your heart. This generation shall produce more godly men, regardless of the color of their skin. I prophetically speak to the nations that men will have elevation in God. Why? Because you are the son of the morning. Black men, wear your do-rags. Black men, sport your white gems. Black men, drive your BMs. Black men, don't let social media replace the God that is able, the God that is willing, the God that gave you life. Black men, you are the son. You are the son of the Most High God. Black men, you are the son of the morning. That's it.
Wow. That was awesome. And I just want to pray. That was beautiful. And I just want to pray right now for Estelle's son. Father, we just thank you and bless you, Lord God, for just increasing his faith and, Lord God, drawing him closer to you, increasing his prayer life, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray that he would submit everything to you, surrender all to you, Lord God, that he would seek your face, Lord God. The prayers of the righteous avail much. And so we thank you, Lord God, at this time that our prayers are manifesting through your son, Father God. Lord God, you chose him, you called him, you created him, Father God. You birthed him, you breathe life into him every day that he rise up. So, Father God, we we surrender him to you that you may have your way. And I pray that Estelle has peace that passes all understanding and trusting in you no matter what she sees, that she will continue to call those things that be not as though they were, and that she will continue to speak life in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Yes, he shall fulfill his design, purpose, and destiny for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Through all the stumbling blocks, through all of the hurdles, through all the blockage, the distractions, Lord God, you are still God all by yourself. And we see you in her son. In Jesus' name, have your way, Lord God, and bust the gates of hell wide open, Lord God, with what you're about to do in her son's life right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right,
guys. Amen.
You got this, Mama.
Yes, you do, Queen.
Absolutely.
We got to keep each other encouraged, you know, especially raising up boys. You know, Gina's got a son, she got a son, you know that. You got a son. Mm-hmm. And sons, you know, we want the best for them. We know how this world can be with our men, these young boys and these young men, and we just want the best for them. And sometimes our natural instinct as a mama bear and a roaring lioness, we want
to know.
Fix it and shake them, and I'm like, shake yourself, you know. And but this is just, I just believe that this is a season for turnarounds for our young boys. I promise you, Estelle, you are not by yourself. Even with the littlest things, it could be so much worse, you know what I mean? But we just thank God that they're near us, that they're listening to us, that, you know, God is in control of everything, and we still have every opportunity day after day for things to change in the favor of God.
Absolutely. I agree. And I definitely speak life into my son all the time.
I know you're a prayer warrior, and you speak in life. But the listeners that don't know that, is very important that you speak the opposite of what the world's going to give them, you know, so they can be better prepared out there, not looking for acceptance, approval, celebration, and praise and all of that. Let them know that their source is always God, but because you are of God as a parent, you speak the words that they can't hear directly from God. You know what I mean? Let them know who they are until they're strong enough to eat the word for themselves. You know? That was beautiful, Estelle. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
Well, I'm on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gant, and also on Twitter at what's my Twitter name? I'm on Twitter at For Real Gant, and that's the number 4 Real Gant, GANTT.
All right, you guys got to follow her and keep up. If you want to book her, you know how to get in touch with her. She'll come to a conference near you or wherever you got some inspirational talent, creativity, ministry, and et cetera, et cetera. Get in touch with Estelle Gant. Did you want to say something, Gina G, before we let Estelle go?
I just love you, Estelle. I just love you, baby. I love you, Queen. Yes.
All right. I thank you both, and you all are so encouraging. Thank you.
Well, we're so glad that you're part of the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team, and you got to stay tuned. Estelle will be back with us next month, and she's going to be giving us some more inspiration through her spoken words from the Lord, from the heavens. All right, Estelle, love you, sis.
Love you more.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got the tea with Gina G. What she got for us today? We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on the keysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
All right, Gina, what's going on out there, girl?
Yes, I love Life Jennings. I like the way he said Gina. Okay. All right. The serious business. I was like, ooh, okay. Serious business. On Monday night, Martin Luther King, you know we had the NAACP Awards. So I definitely just want to give a quick shout out to all those that won awards because it was a wonderful night of events. Anthony Anderson, he did a great job hosting. He looked good. He has come a long way from barbershop, okay? He is doing his thing right now. He won Outstanding Actor. The President Award went to Danny Glover. Hey, it's about time he got recognized. Actress in a Drama went to Taraji P. Henson for Empire. We have an Actress of Comedy, Miss Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. Also, this very handsome brother, Omari Hardwick. You know, that's Ghost from Power. Honey, he got the Outstanding Actor in a Drama Award. We have the Music Makes a Difference, Charlie Wilson. You know Charlie Wilson. There goes my baby. I know you know who that is, Jim.
I know who Charlie
is. Okay, all right. I'm making sure you know Charlie because that's last name Wilson. He got the Music Makes a Difference Award. He has been 22 years clean, and he has dedicated the rest of his life to helping the homeless and the addicted, and he won for that new song that he has out called I'm Blessed. We're going to have Black-ish. They won for the Best Comedy Series. And, girl, Jennifer Lewis. Now, we all know who Jennifer Lewis is. You know, the auntie that play everybody auntie and mama in every movie. She was Anna Mae Bullock's mama. She was Trey Song's mama in Think Like a Man. She actually dropped the award, girl, during the acceptance speech. She dropped the NAACP award. So let's hope that she's all right and her big toe is okay because that thing is heavy, okay? In lighter news, we have my girl Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian West. They had their baby girl by their surrogate mother. They don't know the name yet, so we don't know if the baby's gonna be north, south, east, west, up the street, down the street. We don't know what they're gonna name this baby, but the baby girl is healthy and she is here. Let me see what else is going on. Oh, child. So I don't know if you know Chrissy and Jim Jones. They are a couple that was on this show called Love and Hip Hop New York. And she proposed to him, which is new. That can be a whole other topic. But she proposed to him a few years back. They never got married. Okay? Never got married. No. But peep this. They're getting ready to be on this new reality series called Marriage Boot Camp.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let that sink in. They're not married, but they're about to be on Marriage Boot Camp. I'm so confused at what this world is trying to teach us. I'm just confused.
Okay, wait. Somebody proposed to somebody. Now, who's this now?
Now, Chrissy Lampkin. She is, she's just the girlfriend of Jim Jones, which is a New York rapper. She proposed to him.
I had to remember that. A ways back, and then they had a show about them getting married, but they never got married.
They never got married, child, and now they're about to be on Marriage Boot Camp, which is like a which is like a reality show with like a counselor that helps you through your marriage. So I'm telling you, when I tell you I'm confused, I am confused at what the message they are trying to send, because they're not married. So, I mean, I don't know if they just need a check or whatever, but hey, reality TV is not always reality. That's all I'm
just saying. Think that they just be hip and hopping on all these shows just because they're saying that they're getting married, but it's all faking everybody out, you know?
It really is. It really is, because first of all, she asked him, and there's no ceremony, there's no nothing. So this is just, I mean, this is simply for a check. It's simply for ratings. So, I mean, you know, hey, I ain't going to stop and be mad at they coins, but come on, people. I bet you there's some people out there that really could use some good boot camp counseling on their real marriage. But, hey, that's I'm going to pray for them. We're gonna pray for them on the side later on. Now, Jay-Z, he had the 444 tour. Say that again.
I hear an echo about marriage. I think this is today's show. Is everybody listen? Call your spouse and tell them you love them today.
please call them. Just hit them with the Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you.
Yes, yeah, send them a text. Blow them a kiss. Send a video.
Something, because I'm telling you, to be married and be in marriage boot camp. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say, Dr. Gina. I really don't know.
But Gina, tell everybody what you got going on this weekend. You got any shows popping up this weekend?
Okay, well, this weekend, guess what, you guys? I'm going to relax. I'm going to celebrate with my son. He just made the basketball team at his middle school, so I'm going to have a good time with him. Yes, but tonight I'm at the Orlando Improv. I'll be there tonight with comedian Genesis and a couple other people. So if anybody's in the Orlando area, it's free. It's tonight. It's Wednesday.
Oh, man. If I was there, I would be going. I tell you, I would be going. She's so funny, you guys. Voted number one female comic in Florida. Making moves. God is opening doors all over the nation. And we're going to speak around the world, especially because she's on the Dr. Gina's radio chat. If you didn't know who she is now, you know. Thank you for tuning in so you can find out all information that you need to know. Like I said, always, you never know who's going to be joining me live here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And if you want to follow up with what the show is going to be about the day before, we did an Instagram yesterday. Love you Instagram listeners. All you Instagram, y'all represent. Now, Facebook, you was on and popping at first, and now you done got, you know, a little used to us now. We gonna listen. Instagram was popping live yesterday. We had so much fun with you, and we want to thank you. Facebook Live, we on there too. Tuesdays between 5 and 6 o'clock, 5 or 10 minutes, so you can know what's going on with the show, so you can be reminded, and that you can go ahead and share, tell a friend about it. We got over 500,000 listeners, you guys, and we're still growing. Our producers, Doug and Don, they doing the doggone thing here on internet. They are the number one station, BBS radio station in the world. Seriously, they are. BBS radio is the number one station. So I am so honored and blessed that they would have Dr. Gina's radio chat be a part of their network. And it's truly been a blessing. But we got some awesome things coming up in 2018. I'm super excited that that Gina has joined us on Dr. Gina's radio chat, along with Estelle and Demisia. And our new friend that gives us inspiration news. Oh, my God. So excited to have him on. And this is just a fun time, you guys. So you definitely don't want to miss it, because we got more people coming on to the team. And it's just so much. You just don't never know. We got celebrity guests always. You never know who's going to give you. Listen, I'm still thinking about Ty Mans. It's a bucket list thing for me. If y'all can just see me walk across one place, you know, in a restaurant, just walk across the screen, I'd be good with that. I'm good.
I know that's right.
You know, why not dream big, you know?
That's right.
That's it.
I'm dreaming with you. I'm with you. You walk across and I'll close the curtain on you. Whatever one we got to do.
And Estelle's spoken word was so touching. So glad that we got to go and come in agreement with prayer with her and her son. And, you know, all the mothers who may be going through anything, struggle, you know, it is real out here. Your kids are being pulled from so many different directions. It's so important that we stay in God's word, stay in his face, keep our kids prayed up, protect them as they go to sleep, protect them through prayer when they go to school, out the door, go to work, whatever it is that they're doing, we have to cover them always. They just need that until they get strong enough. And then you still, as a mother, going to continue to pray for them, even when they get older and they got kids and grandkids and all that, you still going to pray for them. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do as mothers. I can see it coming.
Right.
Because we got, you got an 11-year-old, I got a 12-year-old. They 4 days apart and a birthday. Both our names are Gina. Our birthdays are the same month. Our parents, both of our mothers went to the same high school.
High school. Oh, my goodness. Look at God.
Your mom is a, you know, they wasn't in the same, I don't think they was in school at the same time, but it was shortly. Like, I think my mom graduated and then your mom came. But yep, it's just amazing, the godly connection. So you never know who God's going to connect you with. You never know what God is going to do in your life, how he's going to manifest all these things for him to get the glory. But anyway, how do they follow you, Gina G?
They can follow me at Gina G 2 Funny on Instagram. That's the number 2. And on Facebook, Gina G 2 Funny. That's T-O-O Funny. You so crazy. See, this is what we do. We just laugh. We don't even know what we laughing at. What we laughing
at? It was funny.
I don't even know what we laughing at.
And you can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Please go on there. Go on Instagram, Gina R. Prince. Go on Instagram. Good people.
Go on Instagram.
I got a goal, you guys. I got a goal this year. I need you guys to go and support Dr. Gina. And go and
Instagram.
If you don't have Instagram, get Instagram. If you don't have Facebook, get Facebook and go on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Okay, now listen. We love you here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Me, Dr. Gina, and Gina G always holding it down. Like I say, you never know who's going to be joining us live here on Dr. Gina's radio chat every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time at 11 a.m. 1 hour, you guys. God is going to expand it because we just don't never have enough time in a day. We need more time. But listen, when it's God's time, it's going to be the right time. But until then, keep listening. Keep telling a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell your coworkers. Tell everybody to tune in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Do you want to say goodbye to anybody, Gina G?
I want to say goodbye to everybody. And love your spouse. Love them. You chose them. Now love them.
And what's that you say, Gina? Your slogan is "Don't let the day go by." What is that?
Get up, get out, and do something. Don't let life pass you. Bye.
All right, you guys, listen, I want to send a shout out to my niece. Miss my niecey boo, Kimani Lee Pratt. Yes, Kimani Lee, I miss you. Mwah. I just wanted to give her a shout out and a hug, and to her mother Crystal and my mother Patricia. I just wanted to say hello. And listen, I want to tell you guys, you got to love your family. Love them, whether they're near or far. Pick up the phone, call them up. But especially, y'all stop treating y'all spouses like they your friends that you can cut off. Y'all better go on and treat your spouse like they family. It's for life, y'all. Listen, you got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you. I'm loving you always. This is Dr. Gina right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.